mobile.
Hey, what's up, Charlie? 82 BOR.
Hey, good morning, Rocky. What's going on this morning?
Not much, just tracking those antenna pieces that I ordered. They're in Kearney, so I should have them today. And still thinking about the HF antenna.
Which one are you thinking you're going with?
I'm thinking about going with the OPEC for the price, just getting started out. I think it's a good startup antenna. You can always change something down the line. You can get some serious money into mobile HF antennas, but I ain't going by the reviews on EHAM, and gets pretty good reviews.
Yeah, I think that's a good choice. I think somebody in the club had one. I know somebody that had one. I just can't remember who it was. Saw it on their vehicle, and it looked pretty cool. And they told me they liked it, so yeah, I think that's a good choice.
I told you Steve's got a friend of his. I think I met him at the Barra Ham Fest, not the last one, the one before. And if I've come to remember, I think I seen it on his truck when he pulled in, because he parked right next to me. Chris. He said the guy loves it.
And how much does that cost?
Cheapest I could find it right now is on eBay, with the shipping included. Everybody else is more money with the shipping.
And how much was that?
Sorry about that. If I take it, the guy's got it listed twice. He's got it listed free shipping, $83.95. If I take the other shipping, the other way, for $77 and $6.15 shipping, it comes out 80 cents cheaper.
Well, you certainly can't beat that price for, you know, all bank coverage.
No, and it does 2 meters also.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't rely on it for 2 meters. I mean, I'm sure it does a good job, but your 2 meter antenna that you have probably has more gain.
For you know what, and giggles, I would check the SWR on the 2 meter tap, but no, I would never use that. I would use that imitation diamond thing. I'm having very, very good success. I haven't had the Lakeview on lately, because every day I've been going to the bank, and that thing's a little too tall to go through the drive-in.
Yeah, I would imagine it is.
Well, I got my results back yesterday. It's not bad, and it's not good. It's not good, let's put it that way.
Oh, okay. Well, that was good that you got them back that quick. Do you mind saying it over the air, or do you want me to give you a call?
Nah, it's no big deal. Everybody gets these things. You just hope to God that you never get them. Down in the pelvic area, I got a 50% blockage. I got to go see a cardiovascular doctor and see what he's going to do. Nothing's completely blocked up. My cardiologist, I talked to him on the phone yesterday at about 3:30, so that's a good thing, but you got to go. He doesn't do this. He's for the heart. So I got to make an appointment. He gave me a couple doctors, see if they take my insurance and see what the plans are. Hopefully they can do something with medication.
Yeah, that's good. Might be a diet change as well. Well, that's good. Yeah, that you kind of figured that it was a blockage.
Well, let's put it this way. He told me on the phone if it was completely blocked, he would have had me go to a doctor immediately. He said, just make an appointment. You're going to have to find a doctor that accepts your insurance. And he says if none of the guys accept the insurance that I've got, he's got some more to give my girlfriend. So she's going to make some phone calls today.
All right. Well, definitely don't put it off. Get it treated as quickly as possible. The sooner the better.
N1LU, KD2BOR. Of course, I got to be able to walk. This is getting to be a real hassle. It's even getting, I told you, trying to do her lawn. is a nightmare.
Yeah, I can imagine. Hard to believe a blockage like that would cause the kind of the pain that you've been getting, but you know, I guess it's just a matter of blood flow.
Oh, well, when I sit down and talk with the doctor, I guess he'll explain more to me, but I'm just glad I don't have any blockages, you know, up by the heart or anything like that. So that's a good thing, because I've been keeping my my diet can't be too bad, because I've been keeping my cholesterol. I think it was the 90,000 years of smoking, Charlie did it. I started when I was very young, and I used to eat those things, and we all know those things are no good for you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm glad I gave them up. I'm glad my wife did. I think it's been, geez, I don't know, maybe 6 or 7 years now for my wife. It's been a long time.
N1LU, KD2PR. My mind is relieved a little bit more than it was yesterday. At least, you know, I'm glad that nothing's totally blocked, because that could be a real issue. But anyway, back to radio. I've been thinking of different ideas how I'm going to install this radio in the car.
Oh, okay. Well, it came with the separation kit, so that makes it a little bit easier. But, that's a good radio. That's going to be a nice setup. I can't wait till you get it hooked up in the car. And that radio is easy to set up for those 10-meter repeaters as well. That's what I use in my shack for the repeaters.
The separation kit came with a real long cord for the external speaker. It's a 1/8 mono, you know, just two connections. And I got something up my sleeve. I'm going to use that cable, because I'm going to have the speaker behind me anyway, because I bought the speaker from Napa, and that's got a long wire on it, depending on what I want to do with it. I'm going to use that cable, and I'm going to devise something up and use that for the remote. It's the same plug for the remote on the tuner.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah, because you won't need it if the speaker can reach the body of the radio. The cord that's on the speaker, if that can reach, then you've got that thing available. That's cool.
Well, I'm just going to mount the speaker in the back. You know, I got that extended cab, and there's only about not even 2 feet between the front seat and the back window of the car. I'm going to probably make something up like you and Greg made. I got some ideas up my sleeve to put it behind my seat against the panel, and if I want to take the radio out of the car very easily, the body of it, I can take it out if I wanted to bring it in the house if I was going away or something like that.
Cool. Well, I look forward to hearing you on it. Still haven't done that yet. Coming up to the, well, what the hell is this? A helicopter. And they've got a spotlight on the ground near me. I don't know what they're looking for. Hopefully not me. Anyway, I'm coming up to the mobile station. Let me grab my coffee. I'm going to have to spin around and head to the Tappan Zee. George Washington Bridge sounds like a nightmare. But I wanted to get a good cup of coffee this morning. So I went to the second mobile stop. I'll give you a call when I get out. KD2BOR N1LU mobile.
All right, very good. I'll be here. KD2BOR.
KB2 UDM mobile.
Hey, good morning or good evening, whatever it's for you. Rob, 82BOR.
Hello, it's Roger, KB2BOR. Rocky, good to hear from you again as usual. How you feeling today? How's your leg, Roger?
Same as I did yesterday. As long as I don't move around too much, it's not bad. I was telling Charlie before, he's getting a cup of coffee right now. I got my results back. I got a 50% blockage in my pelvic area. Got to go see a cardiovascular guy. The cardiologist don't do anything with that. But one good thing, nothing. I don't have any total blockages or anything like that, so that's a little bit of a relief.
Oh, yeah, that's a Roger. Okay, wow, that's good news. That's good news. See, I was a little confused with the blockage when you have them. How do they go about actually seeing the blockage? Is it done from an EKG, or they do it with a stress test? I'm still a little vague on that part of the body.
I went for what they call a CTA scan. And, you know, you lay down in the stable and you go in and out of the machine and they inject you with a, I can't say, some type of radioactive dye, and it lightens up your veins or whatever it does. I'm not a doctor myself, but they do inject you with something. It feels kind of funny going through your bloodstream when they do it, and that's how they take these pictures, and they can see all the, well, you know, I guess all the major arteries in your body, you know, those little offshoots. But I don't know, maybe you can see them too. But that's how they do it. The test took about beginning to end, from the time I walked in and registered to the time I left, not even 45 minutes.
Yeah, that's Roger, KB2 UDF Friday. Yeah, I had the CAT scan done to me as well. They injected the iodine or radioactive material in. Matter of fact, I had it done twice, and results were, the results for me, they didn't show any big blockage, but my doctor, he still wants me to go for a stent, not a stent, the, I can't think of the name of that darn thing again, I forgot the name, but they want to do a little bit more exploratory for my blood to see if anything's clogged up.
82, VOR for ID. Yeah, it's like catheterization or something like that. It's where they go up through your groin, I think, and they do an exploratory to see if you got any major things going on.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you. And that's what makes me so confused with it. And I was, when I was in a hospital for it, it was really confusing because one doctor said no and one doctor said yes. And then once I got out of the hospital, I go back to see the cardiologist again. He says, yeah, in September, we're going to go in there.
Just think of it as a Roto-Rooter job.
Yeah, that's a Roger. Yeah, I've had a history of high blood pressure for a while, and they want to get it much better and under control, and they think that there's some clogged arteries that's in there that they want to go ahead and possibly cleared up. I've been taking medicine for quite some time now, but they want to do a little bit more exploratory, so I guess it can't hurt.
The trials and tribulations of getting older, huh?
Yeah, that's a Roger. That's a Roger. Yep, so your day's going pretty good. You got a lineup of cars?
Now I got one here for service, and I got one sitting up the street I got to go get. I got to find a coolant leak. I'm pretty sure this guy's intake gasket. So I got some work for today. Keep busy as I can.
That's a Roger. That's a Roger. Oh, I should have left a break there for Charles. There's no Hamfest coming up recently, right? Oh, I think there might be one, but it's not in New Jersey, I believe.
82 BOR. I think the next one I'll be going to is the fall Barra Hamfest up by Oradell.
Yeah, Barra, I've been there before. That's nice. That's nice. Yeah, I think this weekend is going to be a wet weekend, and there goes the outdoor plans, so I have to see what I can do around the house. My wife has a honeydew list, probably about a mile long. So all during the week, we don't really see each other until the weekend, and that's when she hits me with the whole list.
1LU.
Pick it up, Charlie. 82 BOR.
All right. Good morning. Give me a minute. Just finishing up my my protein bar, and I'll get back to you guys. Good morning, Rob. Over to you, Rob.
That's a Roger. Oh, wow. Yeah, that protein bar should be pretty good about now. I'm thinking about what I can possibly have when I get home. I don't know if the wife cooked or not, but I'm going to have to take those pots and pans and get a little something without making too much noise this time of night and wake up the wife so she won't be cool at that 2:30 in the morning. Over to you, Rocky.
Well, it's not good for you, but considering where I saw the street that you live on, on the FCC database. McDonald's is on Washington Avenue.
Yes, Dr. Roger. McDonald's is there, and I went in there one night. I hope the deers are out again tonight. Yeah, I wasn't happy with the service. There was quite a few people in there, and you get the people like that after they're leaving the bars, and they want to go ahead and come there and get them something to eat. And at this time of night, the only thing I really want to do is get something and go on home and relax. And for them to fiddle faddle around at the registers and getting all the orders all messed up, I get aggravated with that. And also, Dunkin' Donuts is further up on Park Avenue and something. They're open this time of night. But then that microwavable food, if I got to go ahead and see what I can find when I get to the home QTH.
This is ham radio. I cannot say what I want to say about the service at that McDonald's on Washington Avenue. It is horrible. It is the worst McDonald's that I've ever been at in my lifetime.
Yeah, that's Roger. Yeah, I'm not too happy. The daytime service is better than the night, that's for sure. But the service is really, really not great. And I don't really have another one that I can compare it with, because I basically try to stay away from fast food now. Oh, yes, there is one worse, much worse. Broadway and Patterson, oh, my God, that is the worst. And I don't, let me drop for a minute. I don't have anything against Spanish people. It's just that when I go in there and everybody's talking a different language and they ask him my order and she starts speaking to me in Spanish, and I'm not Spanish, you know, and that really irks me. And I guess I sound a little racist. I'm sorry for that.
And 1LU, I'm back.
All right, very good, Charlie. One second. Yeah, I know what you mean. The quick check I go up to in Kearney here, Rob, is horrible. That end of town is turning very, very bad. There isn't a person. I'm not a prejudiced person, but let's put it this way. There is nobody that speaks English on the other side of Kearney there. It's definitely a big problem. Over to you, Charlie. KD2, BOR.
BOR with KB2DUD and GND. I had it a minute ago. Anyway, it'll sink in eventually, Rob. My locker room sounds like I'm in Puerto Rico. But I tell you, a lot of them are good workers. You got a couple of lazy ones, but it's like anything. Got lazy white guys, too, so go figure. Yeah, the majority of the guys that work at my plant are of Spanish origin, either Mexican, Honduran, or Puerto Rican or Spanish. We've got a few Polish guys that work there, a couple of Croatians, and a few Americans. But I don't mind. I blend in with everybody. I learn enough Spanish to get by and to curse somebody out if they do something wrong, and to find out what somebody's name is when a new guy starts in my department. Anyway, just finished my protein bar. Feel pretty good. The boss's sister, who I can safely say, without hesitation, is drop-dead gorgeous. Her name is Sonia, so her name fits her. Very tall, long, beautiful legs. She's in excellent, excellent shape. Bit of a health nut. And she's a very nice person, as long as you don't piss her off. I pity the fool that pisses her off, but I get along with her very well, and she's always giving me health tips. One of them is that you really have to eat a lot of protein. It curbs your appetite, it gets your metabolism boosted up, and, you know, builds muscle as well. And one of the things that people do when they're on a diet is they don't eat enough protein, and they lose muscle mass. So I've been eating the protein powder. I mix it with a yogurt, and I also have it with skim milk early in the morning, so I'm getting like 60 grams of protein from that. And although I'm almost out of it, that's why I brought the protein bar. They're not cheap either, although I did get it at CVS. It was a little bit cheaper there, about $2.77. If I got it at the mobile station, it would be over $5. So I've been boosting up the protein intake as much as I can. Let's see, Kitty, give me to you, UDM. UDM, that's it, KB2 UDM. This is N1LU.
That's a roger, Charles. I don't understand it too well, is that it's really very, very confusing to me, is that in order to live healthier, it costs more money. In order to lose weight, for you to be very much more healthier, it costs you more money. And everything that you look, that looks good, tastes good, it's not good for you. Everything that doesn't taste good, it's good for you. And I get a little confused on that when I go to the supermarket, because my family does complain somewhat about my weight. I'm not really that big, but big enough for them to complain with my wife. But I've changed my diet in the last few months. I've shifted somewhat over to from being much of a beef eater to a turkey eater. Turkey sausage, turkey bacon, salt on the diet. I'm leaving salt alone, other than what little bit that comes with stuff. And I don't cook with salt, and I don't add any salt onto anything. But seems like nothing is really that healthy for me anymore. Over to you, Rocky.
82 BOR. Well, you know, you take a filet mignon, and I happen to like filet mignon, but some of the people just take a T-bone or something like that, because they say the fat makes taste, and then the fat's no good for you. Let's put it this way, in the world we live in, I don't care what you do to keep yourself healthy, this whole country is just polluted, and you never know what's going to happen. Carney, very, very heavy in pollution. It's unbelievable, especially with the chromium in this area. It's real bad. But what are you going to do? Over to you, Charlie. KD2 BOR.
KD2 BOR. KB2 DK. D. I tell you, that's a tough one. Let's see. Turkey bacon. Yeah, I used to eat that as well, but then I realized there was so much salt in it, it wasn't worth the savings. So if I do eat bacon, I eat real bacon. I just eat it in moderation. I have eggs every day. I have two eggs. Over easy. I make them myself, and with a slotted spoon, I scoop out one of the yolks. So I have one yolk and two egg whites every day. Well, Monday through Friday, anyway. While I'm at work, with a slice of whole wheat toast. And a green tea. I'll have my coffee on my way in to work, but the rest of the day I'll drink two or three cups of green tea. I drink it myself. I like the green tea. That's supposed to be very good for you as well. Salt, you want to stay away from. Butter, I'm starting to get back into butter now because they're saying it's not as bad for you as they had originally said. And it's, you know, it's just a matter of moderation. You don't want to use a half a stick of butter on a slice of toast. I use as little as I can just to get the, that's all it is, really. It's like I told my wife, it's for flavoring. You know, you want the butter flavor. It's not a lubricant. You don't want to put it on a quarter of an inch thick. So, you know, I do the best I can. And the weight's coming off. I'm 6 foot, let's see, I weighed myself the other day. I'm about 230 pounds. So I still have a ways to go. But luckily I'm tall. Fairly tall, anyway. So it doesn't look that bad on me. But I'd like to get down to 200. But I'm doing it slowly, and that's the best way to do it. You know, these fad diets are no good for your health either. You may lose the weight rapidly, but when you gain it, you gain twice as much, and it's not real healthy for the internal organs and stuff. Over to you, Rob. This is N1LU. Almost.
Hey, yeah, that's Roger, KB2 UDM. Somehow you got stepped on earlier, and I don't know, maybe. But my biggest problem with trying to curb the eating is, curb my appetite. I'm still hungry, and that's the problem. I'll eat a meal in a little while. I'll say, oh man, I'm hungry. I want to go for something else. It's pretty much the sweets and the cakes I've eliminated in the house. No more of those good things. And different drinks, the real sweet drinks and stuff like that. I pretty much have all pretty much totally turned over to drinking nothing but water. Water, 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 water. And me and the promoter, we are the best of friends, because I'm taking a single every chance I get. And when I get home, I usually have to go ahead and make sure I make my first stop is right to the erection. KB2, UDM, I believe, OG Rock.
I should be getting over this guy. By any chance, do we have a breaking station out there? Guess not. Yeah, I tried to cover you up a little bit too, Rob. Didn't cover Charlie up. I heard what both of you said, but nevertheless, yeah, you're right. That's my biggest downfall, Rob, is candies. Oh, my God. I love licorice. I could eat licorice day and night, but what are you going to do? Such is life. Over to you, Charlie. KD2BOR.
KD2BOR and KB2UDM and 1LU. Yeah, you both are getting over them, no problem. And as I get closer to the repeater, I should be fine as well. So I'm going to keep my messages. Is that bad? Over to you, Rob.
Yeah, that's Rob, KB2UDM. Kind of late at night for somebody to start doing that kind of stuff. They're doing it and they're not getting anything out of it because they're not stopping the transmission. The best bet for them to do right now is to go ahead and fly on up and down the band and find someone to talk to instead of trying to go ahead and stop us from communicating back and forth to each other, because whatever they're trying to do, it's not working. But if they do have a problem with us, they can go ahead and come on the air and speak their opinions, provided that they are a licensed ham radio operator.
Let me see if I have it. It's not, if it's the same guy, Charlie, he might be somewhere else, because I got nothing on the reverse over here. Over to you, Charlie.
Yeah, either do I, Rocky. So, well, who knows? Probably another crack whore, what can I tell you? It's a shame that nobody's got to, that these guys don't have anything better to do. But, anyway, so that's the story. Yeah, you guys are doing fine over them. Back over to you, Rob, KD2, KB2, UDM, and 1LU, mobile.
That's Roger, KB2, UDM, and with the group. Charles, you'll be leaving on a trip soon. I'm sure that all your bags are packed and you're ready to go. I'm looking forward to my little vacation. I do every Labor Day to be in a bunch of family, quite a bit of the family. We go down to Wildwood for the for that weekend, and that's one thing that I'm looking forward to right now. And pretty much ready to start packing my bags. This is August, but I still have to wait until September in order for it ready to go. But you know, time flies by that we're in the month of August, and September's right around the corner, and summer's just about almost over. Over to you, Rocky.
KD2BOR. I haven't taken a week off, and I can't tell you when. But if it gets as slow as me and my buddy were talking about yesterday, I just might take one off in August. Maybe I have to take one off in August for another reason that I don't want to, but I might have to use some time then, but what do you got to do? Such is life. KD2BOR, over to you, Charlie.
Okay, very good. Yeah, we used to go down to Wildwood years ago when the kids were really small, and it's nice down there. We'd go to a Wildwood Crest. Wildwood is a little bit more where the young people hang out. Boy, this noise is really bugging me. I don't know if you can hear it or not. Hold on a second. I don't know if you hear that. That's what I get when I key up on high power. Sounds like something's about ready to pop in the car. It's definitely RF interfering with some device in the car, and I can't for the life of me figure out what it is. But it's extremely annoying, that's what I was trying to say. But yeah, Wildwood Crest is nice. The oceans are beautiful. We used to stay in a place right on the ocean. So we'd watch them comb the beach every morning before everybody started making their trek down there, and the water's really nice. When you go, it's a little bit on the iffy side. That's usually hurricane season. You never know, but the prices are probably a lot cheaper then, so. But we used to go late July, early August. KB2UDM and 1LU. I gotta keep saying it, or else I'll never remember it.
That's a Roger, KB2, Rocky. There's a pop right on the Broadway. We're all annoyed. We can hear cars. Well, my family, they don't mind it too much, but we have a, the pool is right up over top of the Broadway, basically, and the kids and the grandkids and the nieces and nephews, they have the three peers that are right there and old enough to stay together, and they go out and enjoy themselves. They'll sit there around the pool and have their little festivities right there, and it's just going to kick out. Very, very serene and serene and everything. It's real, real nice. But my family's been going down here to walk with me. That's like almost like a tradition that we labor to go down. Nice time. Go down. That 2.5 hour drive down the park, we're going south. And I look forward to that, seeing most of the family and some new, some old, and get a kick out of that.
See if I have it. I don't know if you passed it to me, Rob, but I think I took the chance that you possibly did. Ah, what are you doing? I don't think he's doing anything to me right now, that's for sure. Anyway, I don't have too much more to add right now. 82 BOR, over to you, Charlie.
Am I getting over him?
Yes, you are, Charlie. You're doing better than Rob is.
Okay, yeah, I should be. I'm practically on top of the repeater. And you're getting over him as well, Rocky, so don't worry about that. Rob, you must be getting further away from the repeater. Although I did hear you that whole transmission on the input, Rob, so I got everything you said. KB2, UDM, N1LU.
I'm really surprised that somebody would even try to do that. You would think that they were beyond, way beyond trying to jam somebody else. They just take it somewhere else with it. This is not just working. Somebody wants to try to jam you at almost 2 o'clock and 2 a.m. in the morning.
Good, Rock.
Yeah, I was going to take it. I'm trying to get Rob on the input. I have him a little bit, but not enough. When he gets closer to his where he lives, I get him on the input. No problem. Charlie, I got no problem hearing you. And I tell you, this is unbelievable. It makes you get disgusted with even getting on the radio. But what are you going to do? Over to you, Charlie, again. KD2, BOR.
Yeah, I wouldn't let it get to you. Like I said, you're getting over him, no problem, so he's just wasting his time with you. I'm close enough to the repeater where I don't think he can cover me up. Yeah, there's a couple of guys out there, Rob. Once you become a real regular, which you're slowly doing, you'll learn, especially in the afternoon. I don't know where you are at what time, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. There's another jerk-off that gets on, too. And we think we know who they are. We're just not sure. Which guy is which. I'm pretty sure. The one guy in the afternoon, I'm pretty sure I know who he is. Because I know where what time he wakes up from his nap. And he's got a radio that does 100 watts. This other guy, we're pretty sure we know who he is. And he's a career criminal, I guess. And he's probably just run out of his crack and he's got nothing better to do today. KB2, Jesus. It comes to me, it goes, it comes, it goes. It's the KB2 that's throwing me off. Everybody else is KD. But anyway, I'll figure it out eventually. Over to you, Rob.
Yeah, that's a Roger. I'm the same way. I'm probably worse than you. To be honest with you, that's KB2 UDM. It's kind of a different type of call, too, because I thought about changing it when I went from novice up to the technician. And I thought about changing it, and then I said, what the heck, I'll go ahead and ride it out and see what can happen, and see what happens when I get up to HF. And Once I got on HF, it seemed like they were very able to distinguish that uniform Delta Mike, and that's what made me decide to keep it. And I don't know, maybe one day I'll try to get a different call or a vanity call or a one-by-one call. I don't know. I'm just enjoying the hobby, really. KB2 UDM, I believe, over to Rocky. It's not Rocky. Can let Charles pick it up.
KD2 BOR. Yeah, when you use your call phonetically, it really flows pretty good. Don WA2ZOZ just gave me, because sometimes the way I say it, I just use KD2 Baloney on Rye or Broadcasting on Radio. But I like my call. I got the plates on my truck, and I don't ever plan on changing it. I'm stuck with it, and I'm not stuck with it, but I like it. I have no problem with it. Over to you, Charlie. KD2, Broadcasting on Radio.
Yeah, you got good phonetics for that call. Mine was used to be N1MUQ, and the phonetics for that were really kind of tough. So I couldn't wait to get rid of the Q, which I finally did, and shortened it up a bit, too, so that makes it a little bit easier. But both of you guys have six characters in your call sign. I had five. Now I'm down to four. And I know years ago, many years ago in the beginning of the hobby, some people only had three. That made it a heck of a lot easier to remember. Hopefully they don't go to any more than six. KB2 UDM. Got to try to get a phonetic for the UDM, because that's the part I keep screwing up on. N1LU, over to you, Rob.
Yeah, that's a Roger. Well, if you do come up with something good, then I'll probably start using it from now on, because I have I haven't really figured out any other words for it, and I don't think I really tried, but I just let it ride. Charles, you have HF privilege? I think you do, and Rocky, I think you do as well. On the next go-round, you might go ahead and throw that in for me, and I'd just like to know whether you guys did work off state yet.
82 BOR. Yeah, Rob, I got my general. We got ours. I think we were talking about it the other night. We got it pretty close together. I think you got yours in September, maybe, and I got mine, I think. I got mine the end of November last year. I could be wrong on yours, but yeah, I got the general. I think it's going to be a long time in between time, pretty extra, but we'll try one of these days. 82 BOR, over to you, Charlie.
All right, thank you very much, Rocky. Yeah, Rob, I'm extra class. That's why I was able to get the shorter call, and that's why I ended up going to it. I thought I'd never change my call sign as well. In fact, I've got two sets of N1MUQ license plates in my garage, and now I've got N1LU, and that's it. I'm not changing it anymore. I'm happy with that. It's nice and short. It flows off the tongue quite nicely. Yeah, I do HF from the house. Used to do it from the car, but it can be a little problematic. Especially if you really want to do a good job. You have to do a lot of grounding. Rocky's in a perfect environment over there because, he's a mechanic. He's got two lifts. He'll be able to ground the crap out of his car. He should have a really nice sounding station by the time he's done. That's probably one of the most important things is grounding when you're trying to go mobile HF. But I did it for the longest time. Went through several different antenna configurations, clipping a short screwdriver. I had one of those high Q quick disconnects. Now, if you're familiar with quick disconnects, they're about, I don't know, $14-$15. This high Q, it was such a big hunk of stainless steel, it was $90. And I would use that with my short screwdriver and quick disconnect it before I went in the garage and just fold it over onto the garage, onto the roof of the car and drive in. But that was a neat antenna. I've had the ATAS 120A, which was another neat antenna. Not quite as expensive. And then Hustler resonators. I've also had ham sticks. And they all work pretty much the same. It's just that one might be a little bit easier to operate than another. But they all pretty much radiate the same way. So it's just a matter of how much money you want to spend. Now, I've never had a full-size screwdriver. I hear those are really good, but, you know, they get very expensive, too. KB2UDM, N1LU, mobile.
That's a roger, Charles. On my vehicle now, I have the little Tar Heel. And I've had it for a couple of years, and it worked somewhat good. It wasn't good on all bands, that's for sure. But 20 was okay, 10 was okay. There's a few back and forth bands, but then I started running into problems with everything wasn't tuning, and bounced back and forth with vehicles, moving antennas, moving radio, and I just finally got my vehicle back from the wife, because we had to switch vehicles for a while, and now I'm in the process of going back through mine and trying to get it set up like I used to have it set up to see how I could do with some HF. And I took a look at it today, and my SWR is a little high, and I know that I didn't do a good job grounding, and I got to go over to the vehicle some more for some grounding to see if that's going to improve it. But I got in the vehicle just to hear, really, because I think that in order to make a good contact with the HF, the vehicle should be stationary, not mobile, moving around. So just something to listen, because I enjoyed listening to HF. I get a kick out of it, especially when there's contests, to see if I can go ahead and break the pile up to get through the go ahead and make a contact. I believe it's over. I forgot who gets it next. Somebody else pick it up. Forgot.
KD2BOR. Matter of fact, Charlie, just the day before yesterday, I bought these ground straps from Napa. I have just grounded my tailgate to the bed of my truck, and I'm going to do some extra grounding of the bed to the frame, and I'm going to ground the body of the truck where the radio is going to be grounded. I'm going to ground that to the frame. But I did my tailgate the other day, checked it with an ohm meter. I got a good ground, and I got a lot more to do. Over to you, Charlie, KD2BOR.
KD2BOR and 1LU, yeah, makes it a lot easier when you can get underneath your vehicle. I know a lot of guys ground their muffler, too, for some reason. I guess because that's sort of sitting out there like a sore thumb. But, yeah, the more grounding you can do, the better. You know, it just eliminates a lot of the noise. I'm assuming it'll also get your signal out a little bit better, but noise seems to be the biggest culprit in a mobile HF situation. You know, unless the guys you're talking to have very strong signals, then as long as they're talking, it's fine. But, you know, when they start to get a lot of white noise in the background, which can be problematic. My wife actually used to like that. She said the white, she didn't refer to it as white noise, but she said the noise on your radio puts me to sleep. When we used to drive down to Florida, I always had HF in the car. And who knows, I may get back into it. I may stick the 857 back in the car once I start hearing Rocky on his. And maybe I'll swing by and we can, one Saturday, we can ground the crap out of my car. KB2, UDM, N1LU, mobile. Just getting on Route 46.
Yeah, that's a roger, KB2 UDM. I'm on 21 and about 10, 15 minutes away from the home QTH. That grounding is very, very important. And that's one of the things that I need to go ahead and go through with this vehicle. Because I could see when I first, I was really rushing to go ahead and get this thing together. I really don't have no time. I should say that I have to make time and take time to go ahead and do things that I want to do. Vehicle, and I'm in the process of doing it. I have some quite a few ground straps. I want to ground the tailgate, which is attached to it. I did have zero ohms between the two, but I still want to feel a little bit more comfortable if I had to ground the Brady ground wire connected from the chassis to the hood. I mean, to the lift on the. I have a Ford Explorer, by the way, and. I have to go through with the radio and get back underneath the seat to do some grounding with the radio to the chassis. It's grounded, but not grounded enough. I want to put another ground radio to that. Maybe if this is a rainy weekend, I might be able to do some of the stuff that I want to do. But we'll see. I have the time. This is KB2 UDM and over to you, Charles. At N1LU, I believe it is.
And I'm going to pass it to Rocky so we keep the rotation going the right way. That way it doesn't get confusing. I'm just learning it now. Over to you, Rock, then pass it back to me.
82 BOR. Napa sells these nice ground straps, as I was saying before. I don't remember the length of them, but I got to check the price. I don't know if I'm paying too much or not. But they come with the lugs on the end, and makes just the installation a whole bunch easier. Actually, I'm going to put this one on my side door today for the tri-band antenna, because I did something different there when I first got into ham radio. But they're pretty nice. I got to check the price on them. Guys, I got a little oil on my hands. I got to go wash my hands, and I'll be back. Charlie, over to you. 82, be aware.
All right, very good, Rocky. DX Engineering sells ground straps, so I'll send you their prices, and you can compare it to Napa, see who's cheaper. But yeah, I used to make them out of old lengths of coax, short lengths that I had no use for. I'd peel off the outer polyethylene jacket, and I'd use the braid that was on the around the coax, the shield. On the coax, I flatten that out, solder it, put a connector on, a lug on each end, and use that as my ground strap. It always ended up working out cheaper. Some people would split them down the middle so that you didn't have that tubular effect, but anything is better than nothing. KB2, UDM, N1LU.
That's a Roger. Tongue twisted in. That's a Roger, N1LU, KB2 UDM. My work UTH. We have a lot of electronic parts around, and I have access to some. If I need something, I'll just politely just grab it, or we might just get ready to throw it out anyway. We had the braided wire there with buzz on them already, which is good for me. And I was using that to ground the vehicle. And let's see if I can come across some more. I got where I got them from at work, but I do have them. Charles, I'm just curious, what is your, on the next go round, what is your profession?
I'm a meat slapper. I'm a butcher. Butcher by profession, although I don't butcher that much anymore now. I'm in management, so I mostly supervise, which really can be quite boring. But that's what I started out in. Actually, right out of high school. Not even out of high school. I was still in high school. Got a job to be a butcher's apprentice back in the late 60s, early 70s. Got my very first stitches doing that. I was boning out a pork butt and slipped. Stabbed myself in the hand and needed, three or four stitches. Close it up, but that's what I've been doing. I worked for Boar's Head. I'm sure you heard of them. I worked for Boar's Head for 13 years, and now I've been over here in New Jersey for a company called Thumans for 20, going on 26 years. So I'm close to the end of my career, thank God. And it pays the rent. It's an honest living, and it pays the bills.
Hey, yeah, that's a Roger. Good profession. There's always one about those different pieces of the beef meat. I usually go into several different places and you get by my sign and it shows you all the different cuts of the better section is from and where the steak is cut from, and you get the steak burgers and this, that, and the other. Yeah, and that's a pretty cool profession, though. And I know when you go to the market, you know exactly what you're getting, what kind of cut of meat you're going to get, and you know where to go to get the best cut of meat, I'm sure.
A GFY recognized. Yeah, you always have a good barbecue at my house. I don't buy too much in the way of meat outside the plant. Whatever I can get from the plant, I get, because it's a lot cheaper. We don't sell things like pork chops. We do have pork available. Once in a while, I'll make some pork cutlets, bring them home, use that instead of chicken just to make a change of pace. But we have chickens, so I get chicken cutlets at work. We have chopped meat, so I can get that at work. But, if I want a good steak or something, I wait till they go on sale at the supermarket and pick them up. But I don't eat a lot of steak, too much fat in it. London broils I get at work. I wish we had fillets. We used to years ago sell fillets, but we no longer do that now. But that would be the cut of meat that I'd about is going to eat beef. Red meat's really not that great for you. It's mostly the fat that's marbled in the red meat that gives you the problems. That's why fillets are so much better to eat than any other cut, because they're very lean. Was it GFY, I think it was? Go ahead, pick it up. You were a little bit noisy, but go ahead, give it a shot. This is N1LU, and then pass it to Rocky.
Let me know if it's worth me being in here right now, or whether it's just so bad it's really not even worth transmitting. They ain't only giving me about a, I don't know, a six or something, compared to last night, where this one at the Alpine 440 got me to a table to go, so, yeah, it's a day. I don't know what they can hear me or not, so I pop in there and say, hello, do you come in?
The next town next to it is Newark.
Bloomfield, Clifton, all those towns. Very good. I'll tell you what, Bill, I don't know how long you're going to hold the repeater. You're really getting noisy there. Conditions aren't as good as last night. So in case it drops out for you, I'm going to say 73 to you. I'll be listening, but if we hear you back again, we'll definitely jump in with you. K2, GFY, KD2, VOR.
I was hoping conditions were going to be better, but
I got that whole last transmission. A little scratchy, but I got it. All right, we'll be on the side. Wait for Charlie to come back. 82, be alarmed.
Hey, Rob, can you go to 880 for a minute?
USY.
1LU, clear.
GFY. I don't know if you're still in there, Bill, if the conditions are going to warrant you getting back, but I'm going to say 73 to you again, because I'm going to put the mic down and get a few things done here. 73, KD2, VOR.
Good morning, anyway, if you can hear me. Have a pleasant weekend. Maybe I'll talk to you next week. KD2, GFY.
Yeah, very good. We got that comeback. A little noisy like before, but we heard everything you said. 73.